KTBB News Time, 7:53, 61 degrees in Longview, 62 degrees right now in Tyler. And a good morning to you, East Texas, on this Friday. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant, a grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. When Charlie Kirk was cut down 2 weeks ago, I mostly stayed away from the topic in these commentaries. I was so appalled, so viscerally shocked, that I kept finding myself unable to come up with anything other than what everyone else was saying. I judged, for example, that it would have shed little additional light for me to call out the revolting things being said and posted to social media by the left, including by people in the professional pundit class, professionals, note the air quotes, who should in theory know when to exercise discretion and put a sock in it, lest the very worst of themselves be put on vivid display. But with some time having now passed, and after watching much of that amazing memorial service last Sunday in Arizona, I have at last distilled some thoughts that I feel comfortable sharing. My big takeaway is this. It's clear that to a very high and culturally significant degree, high school and college-aged kids that were exposed to Charlie Kirk's message liked it. It's clear that what many young people in America have been getting from their teachers in school and from their time on social media isn't filling the cup. Little of what Charlie Kirk professed was new. A generation or two ago, we got most of what Charlie Kirk was out there saying from the teachers in our public schools. My elementary school put on a patriotic program that wound up going on the road to Rotary and Kiwanis Club luncheons before finally being recorded and aired by the local TV station. Most kids a generation or two ago went to church on Sunday and were thus exposed to Charlie Kirk's message of spirituality and moral rectitude by their Sunday school teachers. This all largely worked well toward the goal of raising kids to grow up and to be patriotic, morally centered adults. The big takeaway from Charlie Kirk's seismic impact is that we're realizing anew that young people like being told that their country is great. They like being told that opportunity awaits them. They like being told that freedom is a gift from God and that it transcends politics and politicians. They like coming to understand that they themselves, and not government, have sovereignty over their own lives. They like hearing that they are not helpless victims, either damned by or permanently limited by the immutable characteristics of their race and skin color. They like the idea of a bright future, the picture of which Charlie Kirk so vividly painted. And, as evidenced by the rise in church attendance that was already underway and has since grown following Charlie Kirk's assassination, kids like the idea of a sovereign, powerful, yet merciful God who loves them and wants the best for them. This all stands in stark contrast to the dystopic bilge being peddled by the left. The fact that it so clearly resonates among young people is the best hope yet against the radicalism that has overtaken and now defines the Democratic Party. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. I'm telling you, as fall rolls out, you don't want to let nice Friday evenings go by unappreciated. So, instead of going straight home after work today, head for the grand tasting room at Keepersall. Here is the plan. Go first to the tasting bar and ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. As always, tell them I sent you. Your first taste goes on my tab. Find the wine you like and then grab a glass or a bottle. Go next and get a light bite to eat. There are plenty of choices, but I can tell you they make a grilled cheese sandwich that is absolutely world class. And with all of that in hand, repair then to the patio overlooking the beautiful, gently rolling vineyard. No rain in the forecast for this evening, just a nice early fall evening. To enjoy the company of your spouse or a friend on a Friday, you relax, enjoy, you will thank me. So go south on Broadway to FM 344. Left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.